number of Shabbos parshas Vayeshev Toshin
Samachtes. Only one Shabbat?
And Chanukah. Yeah, this is okay. So the famous Medrash, the Medrash in the beginning of Bereishis tells us on the Pasuk, V'ha'oretz ha'isa, Soihu v'voihu v'choshech al p'nei sahoim, v'ruach alekim rachefes al p'nei amoim. So the Medrash here in the beginning of Bereishis, what is this referring to? It's referring to the four Goliaths, the four exiles, Bavel, Moda, Yavon, Edom, and then it ends, V'ruach alekim rachefes al p'nei amoim, refers to Melech HaMashiach. The final Mashiach will come. This was set into creation already when Hashem set the Bria. Soyu, this is Golos Bavel. Vavoyu is referring to Golos Madai. And Choshech, darkness, Ze Golos Yavon. Why is darkness referred to for Golos Yavon? Shehechshicha einehem shel Yisrael b'gzeiresei. They darkened the eyes of the Jewish people. This is what the Medrash says.
When we have Galut Madai,
that was by Purim. That was before Kanye.
Oh,
right. That was after the in between Beis Hamidrash and Beis Midrash. Yeah.
And
so interesting. He says Shechshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael, that the Yevanim, the Greeks, darkened our eyes. Right. They went against our eyes. The Beis Hamidrash itself. It's pointed out in the Urga Dal Yehuda, the Beis Hamidrash itself is called Ayin. One of the expressions used in Beis Hamidrash, when Hashem says to Shlomo HaMelech, after he built the Beis Hamidrash, he says, in Sefer Malachim, he says, V'hoyu einai v'libi yisham kol hayomim. He says, my eyes will be there all the time in the Beis Hamidrash. Which refers to, in terms of when Hashem is saying his eyes, refers to Hashgacha Pratis. There will always be an intervening hand in the Beis Hamidrash. Mm-hmm. So the eyes, a very interesting part of the body. Why is that? You don't have to be a doctor to realize of how sensitive the eye is. For example, if you take a knife and you poke yourself in the hand, well, it hurts, right? You poke yourself in the ear, it also hurts. Certainly you poke yourself in the eye, it also hurts. But if you take a grain of sand and you put it on your hand,
nothing happens.
Nothing happens. You put it on your head, nothing happens.
But in the
it
eye,
gets in your eye,
bother.
You can't tolerate it. Yeah? Excruciating pain. Right? A little speck of dust goes anywhere else in your body, you're okay. But it comes into the eye, person's ice match, you can't take it anymore. What is the idea? Why did Hashem make it like that? That indicates that the eye is one of the most sensitive parts of the human body. Why is that? So it's explained by the Tiferes Shleimer that the eye represents the kedusha of a person, and the limb, the part of the body which has a tremendous amount of kedusha, and where kedusha should go through, and the more that one protects his eyes from seeing things that he shouldn't see, the more kedusha that a person has. There's a very beautiful remez in this week's parsha when Yehuda, after he gives three simanim to Tamar, and then he says, I'm going to exchange it with you, and he gives it to his friend the Yediizim. Now go exchange it with Tamar. She's trying to find, where is this Tamar, where is this lady, right? What does he say? He asks around, he says, Ayeha Kadesha Hibainayim. He said, where is this Kadesha, where is this prostitute Hibainayim at the crossroads? Says the Tiferes Shleimer, listen to this parish, Ayeha Kadesha, where is Kedusha? It is in the eyes.
Kedusha.
Kedushin is a person's eyes. Says the Tiferes Shleimer that the more a person protects his eyes from seeing things he shouldn't be seeing, the more Kedusha that he will have. Okay? Let's keep that in mind for a moment. Now, if we say that the Beis Hamikdash represents Kedusha, right? So, it's really something that we want to have before we get the Beis Hamikdash back. We need Kedusha. So it's a little bit maybe depressing that throughout our lives it's impossible, you know, willingly or unwillingly, we see things that we shouldn't see. So that's it. He's a person ruined. He can never attain the level of Kedusha because he has seen things in his life. So the Chassam Sefer says like this. The Chassam Sefer says that indeed everything that a person sees with his eyes remain with him. And you know, when something that you have seen years and years ago, if you're reminded of it, you can now see it in your mind's eye very vividly, as if you had just seen it yesterday. And he says that's the way it is, that images, pictures that a person sees could remain in his eye. He says the way that a person could cleanse his eyes from what he saw, the way he could rectify that and take away the blemishes from the eyes, Chassam Sofer says, is through crying. The tears will drain the eyes, as it were. They will wipe out the pagam, any blemishes on his eyes in terms of what he saw. That could take care of it. Okay? That's what Chassam Sofer says. There's a second way that a person could cleanse his eyes from things that he saw. How is that? There is one mitzvah that, aside for the obligation of the way to do the mitzvah, this all you make a bracha when you do that mitzvah. Aside from that, you also could make a bracha when you see this mitzvah. Which mitzvah is that? Hadlakas ner Chanukah. If you have to take a lulav, you make the bracha when you take the lulav. If I see my friend having a lulav, I can't make a bracha even though I don't have a lulav. But by Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, if someone didn't light Ner Chanukah and he's going on the road and he sees others Ner Chanukah, he sees it, he can make the bracha. He's allowed to make a bracha on the Riyah. My Ner Chanukah is unique that you can make a bracha actually on seeing the Ner Chanukah. Okay? What do we see from here? We see that actually that the neiros of Chanukah, just the seeing them, have some special quality in it.
Kedusha.
What is that? It has Kedusha in it. So it says in the Sefer HaLekach V'Alibuv that this is a second way how a person can cleanse his eyes. If he stares at the neiros Chanukah, he looks at the neiros Chanukah has Kedusha. How do you know that? This is what we say. And all 8 days of Chanukah, Haneiros Halalu Kodesh. These Neiros are Kodesh. So we say this is not just a mitzvah of Adlokas Neiros, but the mitzvah actually creates Kedusha, but the Neiros Chanukah have Kedusha to them. Says the in Alek Vadlibov, therefore, if a person looks at the Neiros Chanukah, that itself cleanses a person's eyes and restores Kedusha to the person.
Nice.
Okay? Beautiful idea. Well, you know, it's brought in even in Halacha. Not that it's Ma'akir, that you have to do it, but it's brought in Halacha a half an hour. Yeah? There are people who looked even longer. Yeah? But it was known that people would try at least for a half hour. The truth of the matter is, if you think about it, Friday night nobody has time to do that. You're rushing out to shul, right? And the night when you have a Chanukah party or Masiba, you're rushing out. So from all late nights, you're lucky if you get four of them that you have some peace of mind, be able to sit maybe 30 minutes in front of the neiros. But here you have this idea. Now looking and staring at the neiros, I don't know what you have to have in mind. You could say Tehillim, you can learn, whatever it is, but to look at the neiros, these neiros, HaNeiros HaLalu Kedushim. These neiros are Kedush, they're Kedusha, and they restore Kedusha to the person. Why does a person need Kedusha? We mentioned that the Beis HaMikdash is called Ayin also. Now we say in davening every day, V'sechazena Einenu V'shuvach Alotziyim Barachanim, that our eyes should behold the sight of the returning to Tzion, right? Shuvach Alotziyim Barachanim. We ask Hashem that our eyes, why the eyes? It means the eyes have to prepare themselves to behold this sight of Kedusha for the third Beis HaMikdash. So we need these eyes. So we need to look at the Neiros Chanukah to restore the Kedusha that we need for our eyes. One last idea. Chanukah is called Chanukah's Chonukhafei. It's also for the Lashem Chanukah's Habayis. We know that Vilna Gaon tells us in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah in Siman Tov Resh Ayin that some say it's a mitzvah to have a Suda on Chanukah. Why? Because it was the Chanukah's HaMizbeach. Says the Vilna Gaon that the Medrash tells us that everything was ready to be finished for the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan and erect it on Chaf Hei Kislev. It was all ready on Chaf Hei Kislev. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to wait. Wait, when are you going to put up the Mishkan? In Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Klal Yisrael, the Jews come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Is there a problem? Is Hashem upset with us? He says, no, Hashem says, I wanted to have it erected, the Beis HaMikdash, in the month that Yitzchak Avinu was born. But don't worry, Olai L'Shalem, it's on me. I have to pay back Kislev, and I'm going to give Kislev a special, also a dedication ceremony. And when is that? By Chanukah Sachash Menoyim. Times of Chanukah, Hashem's, I'll pay them back. They will rededicate the Beis Hamikdash on Chafei Kislev, Chanukah, when they started. So you see that Chanukah also has a connection not only to the Nes that happened then, and the victory in the war against the Yavanim, and that they found the jug of oil and lit it, and a great miracle happened, but as well it has a connection to the rededication of the Beis Hamikdash itself. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a stronger connection to the Mishkan than to the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. So our rededication, or our hachana, our getting ready for the third Beis Hamikdash, actually resembles what the Yidden had in the Midbar, when they were ready to set the Mishkan. They were all ready and prepared, but they didn't do it. That's what we are. That's the state we find ourselves in. We're ready, preparing, but it's not here yet. Yeah. We're like the Chav Hei Kislev that was in the times of the Midbar, that they're preparing themselves and they're waiting when we'll be able to be Zeche to have the Beis Hamikdash. So this too is why when we say V'Zechazenei Einenu B'Shuvuch Alasim Barachman, we have to prepare our eyes, because the eyes is the vehicle, the way we get more Kiddush in ourselves, and with that we'll be ready to get to the right amount of Kedusha to come to the third Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara tells us, we have in this week's parasha two stories, one about Yosef HaTzadik and one about
Yehuda.
And both of them were faced with a terrible Aveira in terms of using their eyes and then going even further to commit a sin. And we say that the difference was that Yosef Shekide Shem Shamayim B'Seiser, he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim and held back from this great challenge in private. No one was around, it was just him and Eishes Beitifar. So he was Zeichet to an extra name in his Vashem in his name. Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Befarhesia in public. Everybody knew about it and he admitted publicly. So he was also Zeichet to have Hashem's name in his name. So here we have, if we know, Chanukah took on two different halachas depending on the time. It used to be a time when we used to light the candles outside, Bachutz, in the Rishus HaRabim, right? Or the Chotzer to Rishus HaRabim. We used to do it in the time we had to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim outside, like Yehuda, right? Says the Gemara, B'Shas HaSachano, comes a time that you can't go out too far outside. Either you're scared we're going to get killed, or we're scared we're going to be too influenced by the guy. So we have to go inside. Now we're ready, like we're like Yosef. We're being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seiser inside. Yosef HaTzadik also said, Gemara and Saita later on Lamed Vav Amud Beis says that what? Yosef HaTzadik was about to commit the sin and he looked at the window and he saw the most Yuknei Shel Avav, he saw the image of his father. Where do we light the candle? At the window. So some interpret that's the Gemara by saying as follows. Yosef HaTzadik, when he was looking in the window, he was actually seeing a reflection of himself, because he looked like his father, as Rashi tells Geben Zekudim Alay. So when he was looking in the window, he was looking at himself. He was saying, who am I? Who am I, Yosef? And with that, he was able to hold himself back. His eyes behold a sight of himself. And with that, he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seiser. So the Neiris Chanukah, we light by this Chaloyin, we light by the window. We're supposed to look at our own reflection in the window and see who are we, and we have to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Whether it's inside, whether it's outside, we have to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And by looking at the Neiris, to that we Mekadesh ourselves even more. We have this special Segula, we would call it, on Chanukah, by viewing and just staring and looking at these Neiris, HaNeiris Halalu Kedushim, we can restore Kedusha to our eyes, and then with that, prepare ourselves for the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash.
Nice.